Good evening. Welcome to evening prayer from the chapel at Ozark Presbyterian Church. Let's begin our time together in silence. Amen. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Jesus Christ is the light of the world, the light that no darkness can overcome. Let my prayer be counted as incense before you, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O gladsome light of the holy glory of the ever-living Father in heaven, O Jesus Christ, holy and blessed, now as we come to the setting of the sun, and our eyes behold the vesper light, we sing your praises, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. You are worthy at all times to be praised by joyful voices, O Son of God, O Giver of life, and to be glorified through all the worlds. Beloved of God, we have come together in the presence of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, to give him thanks for the great benefits that we have received at his hands, to set forth his most worthy praise, to hear his holy word, and to ask for ourselves and on behalf of others those things that are necessary for our life and our salvation, and so that we may prepare ourselves in heart and mind to worship him, let us pray with penitent and obedient hearts and confess our sins, that we may obtain forgiveness by his infinite goodness and mercy. Praying together, let us humbly confess our sins to Almighty God. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who pardons all who truly repent and turn to you, we humbly confess our sins and ask your mercy. We have not loved you with a pure heart, nor have we loved our neighbor as ourselves. We have not done justice, nor loved kindness, nor walked humbly with you, our God. Have mercy on us, Father, according to your steadfast love, according to your great compassion, blot out our iniquities. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Do not cast us from your presence, nor take your Holy Spirit from us. Restore to us the joy of your salvation, and sustain us with your bountiful Spirit, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now let us silently confess our particular sins to God. Most holy and loving Father, help us from now on to live in your light and walk in your ways, according to the commandments of Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Almighty God, who freely pardons all who repent and turn to him, now fulfill in every contrite heart the promise of redeeming grace, remitting all our sins, and cleansing us from an evil conscience through the perfect sacrifice of Christ our Lord, and keep us evermore in the peace and joy of a holy life, that we may love and serve him always. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever. Psalm 81, to the choir master, according to the Gittith, of Asaph. Sing aloud to God our strength. Shout for joy to the God of Jacob. Raise a song. Sound the tambourine, the sweet lyre with the harp. Blow the trumpet at the new moon, at the full moon, on our feast day. For it is a statute for Israel, a rule of the God of Jacob. He made it a decree in Joseph when he went out over the land of Egypt. I hear a language I had not known. I relieved your shoulder of the burden. Your hands were freed from the basket. In distress you called, and I delivered you. I answered you in a secret place of thunder. I tested you at the waters of Meribah. Hear, O my people, while I admonish you. O Israel, if you would but listen to me, there shall be no strange god among you. You shall not bow down to a foreign god. I am the Lord your God, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people did not listen to my voice. Israel would not submit to me. So I gave them over to their stubborn hearts, to follow their own counsels. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. I would soon subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their foes. Those who hate the Lord would cringe toward them, and their fate would last forever. But he would feed you with the finest of the wheat, and with honey from the rock I would satisfy you. Heavenly Father, who never ceases to pour your benefits upon your children, although by our ingratitude we have often and many times provoked your displeasure against us, yet we pray that you will remember the covenant that you made with our fathers to be their God and the God of their children. Have compassion for us. Give us your grace that we may so walk before you that we may attain your heavenly bliss. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. A reading from Mark chapter 6. The apostles returned to Jesus and told them all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest for a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a desolate place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they ran there on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And when it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate place, and the hour is now late. Send them away to go into the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But he answered them, "You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "Shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat?" And he said to them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they had found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. Then he commanded them all to sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups by hundreds and by 50s. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing, and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples to set before the people. And he divided the 2 fish among them all, and they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces and of the fish. And those who ate the loaves were 5,000 men. Immediately he made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. And after he had taken leave of them, he went up on the mountain to pray. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let your gospel, O Lord, come to us, not in word only, but in power and in much assurance, and in your Holy Spirit, that we may be guided into all truth and strengthened to all obedience and doing of your will with joy. And grant that, abounding in the work of faith, the labor of love, and the patience of hope, we may finally have our inheritance with all the saints in glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I believe in God, the Father, Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Almighty God, the Father of our spirits, meet with us at this, the close of day, and grant to your children the peace that passes all understanding, which the world cannot give. Let no unholy thoughts or cares disturb the quiet of our night's rest. Deliver us from the vain things that have such power over us, and grant that we may learn wisdom, receive strength, gain hope, feel the influence of things unseen, and find our rest in you, our God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us now offer our own prayers to the Lord. Give us grace, O Lord, to answer readily the call of our Savior Jesus Christ, and proclaim to all people the good news of his salvation, that we and the whole world may perceive the glory of his marvelous works, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. O God, who makes all things to work together for good for those who love you and are called according to your purpose, pour into our hearts such steadfast love for you that those desires that spring from you may not be turned aside by any temptation. Govern our wills, O Lord, and direct our steps, that every day, as we are guided by you to what is good and profitable, we may, by your help, fulfill your commandments. Lord, our light and our salvation, only be with us, and we shall fear no evil. We commend ourselves, all whom we love, all that is ours, and all events and changes in our lives, into your hands, you who are able to keep us, our God, our Father, our Savior. Amen. Keep watch, dear Lord, over those who work or watch or weep this night, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Care for the sick, Lord Jesus, give rest to the weary. Bless the dying, soothe the suffering, have mercy on the afflicted, shield the contented, all for your love's sake. Amen. Lord, let your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. Lord, be our thoughts when we lie down to sleep, and when we wake, let us know and feel that we are still with you and you with us, O Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you until the day breaks and all these shadows flee away.